This is fair. Borat director encourages left to arm selves against MAGA people. By Hannah Blow on July 22, 2019. Borat director Larry Charles took to Twitter Monday and compared Trump supporters, or as he described them, MAGA people, to the violent pro-China triad mob who attacked peaceful pro-democracy protesters Sunday night and essentially encouraged far-left agitators to arm themselves for war. After reading about armed hashtag triad thugs attacking pro-democracy protesters in hashtag Hong Kong and the white supremacist slash Proud Boy slash MAGA people embracing violence here, I'm glad to see the left arming itself. This is war, the longtime Curb Your Enthusiasm producer declared. Charles, a prolific producer, writer, and director, linked to a Guardian article that detailed the desires of left-wing groups like Antifa to take up arms in order to protect events from other malicious and potentially armed groups. The far left has largely refused to condemn the violent actions of its extremist groups like Antifa. Squad member Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, failed to condemn the self-described Antifa member who attempted to firebomb a federal detention facility in Tacoma, Washington, earlier this month. Fellow member, Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, also refused. The Seattle anti-fascist action took it a step further and actively praised the attacker, calling him a martyr in a Facebook post last week. It read, "When our good friend and comrade Willem Dense Bronson took a stand against the fascist detention center in Tacoma, he became a martyr who gave his life to the struggle against fascism. He was kind and deeply loved by many communities. We cannot let his death go unanswered. Throughout history, we idolize figures like John Brown for their courage to take the ultimate stand against oppression. And today we stand strong in our support for yet another martyr in the struggle against fascism. May his death serve as a call to protest and direct action." Last month, violent leftist protesters in Portland, Oregon, viciously attacked journalist and editor of Quillette, Andy Ngo. Ngo was hospitalized with a brain bleed. Pictures showed cuts and bruises to his face, as well as a torn earlobe. Only three arrests were made that night.